I've reached the glasses stage for reading. But God is still good. Amen.
Amen.
This morning we're beginning our new series for November, Season of Change. Now, who remembers we let off with a series in September. Who remembers the name of that series? What was it? Battle Before the Blessing. Was that September? That was October, wasn't it? October. Battle Before the Blessing. And now we're coming up on Season of Change.
Yes. Amen.
And I believe that this was by no accident. God was preparing us to recognize the battle that we were in, that we're still in. The blessing is right around the corner.
Amen.
And in order to possess that blessing, in order to prepare that blessing, we have to be able to change with it. Amen?
Amen.
We have to be able to accept the change, embrace the change. And I believe that we are approaching a season of change. Amen?
Amen.
How many feel like you've been stuck in the same season? Seems like the same season over and over. And we know that we have four seasons to the year. Sometimes we feel like summer lasts 6 months out of the year. Sometimes we may think that winter lasts too long. I know, and anyone who knows me knows what my favorite season of the year is.
Christmas.
It starts in the fall, and fall is a close second to Christmas because it leads right up into the winter season, because I can deal with coldness better than I can heat. You can layer. You can't take off as many layers as you'd want to when you get hot. But we're entering a season, a different season of change. And I said before that we are creatures of habit. You want to know how I know that? How many of you have changed your seat in the last month?
Changed.
Different.
Yeah.
You see? Exactly. It sticks. It sticks. So you come into church and you sit there one time and it's like, hey, this felt pretty good. It's comfortable. The next Sunday you come in, you sit in the same spot. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. And it's not just in church. It happens at the workplace. It happens wherever you go, maybe at a restaurant or whatever. The point I'm trying to make is we are creatures of habit. So we get into a routine where we like to know what our day is going to hold. Amen?
Amen?
It would work so much easier if we got up in the morning and said, okay, I'm going to take a shower, get dressed, brush my teeth, get ready for work or get ready for school or get ready for volunteer work, whatever it is that your day holds. I'm going to cook dinner at 6 o'clock. I'm going to eat. I'm going to watch my favorite TV show. And I'm going to be in bed by 9 or 10 o'clock. If only that were true. But things happen. Things happen, whether it be the washing machine tears up, or car breaks down, or someone decides not to come into work today, and that means you're going to have to do their job plus yours. We don't like change. And if we're completely honest, we get comfortable in the monotony of our day. We get comfortable because we know what's coming. But it's what we should embrace is the things that we don't know is coming. That's what when I started studying about this introduction today for Season of Change. In Ecclesiastes 3:1, Solomon tells us to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. There is to everything, not just the things that we can wrap our heads around, not just the things that we want to give God credit for, everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly, amen? To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. Solomon explained that during a person's life, there are many seasons that occur. And if you read through, we're not going to read all of it, but if you read through Ecclesiastes chapter 3, it goes on to talk about there's a time to be born and a time to die, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to cast stones and a time to gather stones, a time to get, a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away, a time to keep silent and a time to speak. Now, some of us have problems with both. Some of us have problems knowing when to speak and when not to speak. Amen? Now, I'm not stepping on anybody's toes because I have that problem too. Sometimes I don't speak up when I need to speak up. And there are other times, you can ask my husband, that I know what buttons to push and I'll just keep running my mouth until I say what needs to be said.
Yes, amen.
And he says, amen. A time to weep and a time to laugh. What these scriptures tells us, it just lets us know that whatever you're facing today, it won't always be this way.
Hallelujah.
It won't always be
Amen.
This way. Amen. Just as there are seasons in the year, there are seasons in our lives and areas that we don't understand, we may not like, we may think everything is going great. God is pleased with me. God is happy with me. And that may be true. But just as God is pleased and happy with you, there is somebody else who is not pleased with you and is not happy with you.
Yeah.
It won't always be this way. Somebody repeat that. It won't always be this way. I have a good mentor and pastor friend that always used to say, trouble, I know it may not be good English, but he always said, trouble don't last always. It was a song, trouble don't last always. Yeah. And Brother Scott, if you're listening, God bless you for that because that has stayed with me. Trouble doesn't last always. We think it does, but it doesn't. There is a time and a season for everything. Amen?
Amen.
There is a time to laugh. There is a time to weep. And many of us have felt like we have been in a season of weeping where you've shed so many tears. You've wondered, how can I possibly have any more to cry? Yeah. Has anybody ever been there? How in the world can I possibly cry anymore? There's got to be a different way. There's got to be a way out. This right here tells us it's not going to be this way all the time.
Amen.
It's not going to be this way always. But there's coming a day when your season will change. And when your season changes, you will turn those tears of sorrow into tears of joy. Because that's what the Bible says. I've bottled up your tears and I am going to return it for joy. Weeping may endure forever. No. Weeping may endure for a night, for a season. But what comes in the morning?
Joy.
That's what we have to hold on to. How would we live if it were nighttime 24/7? Or if it were daytime 24/7? We would be all messed up. Because daylight is only temporary. Nighttime is only temporary. When God was creating the heavens and the earth, he was saying, let us make day, separate day from night. And let us also make seasons. Why? Because he orchestrates it all. He has designed it down to the T. And if he has designed the earth, if he has designed our days and our nights and our seasons down to the T, what makes you think he hasn't designed your trouble down to the T?
Amen. Yes.
All we have to do is remember that, stand on that promise, and trust in him. There is a time and season for everything. It won't always be this way. Somebody repeat that. It won't always be this way. 2 Timothy 4 and 2 says, preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Now, I'm just going to stop at that one. It says, preach what you think. Preach what benefits you. Preach what is popular. Preach what you're comfortable with. Preach what doesn't offend others. What does it say? Does it say any of that, Chandler? Jesus loves you, so smile. It says, preach the word.
Amen.
Preach the word.
Amen.
You don't have to be a preacher to preach the word. Because God made all of us disciples that when we get a hold of this word, we are not to hold it in. We are to pass it on to others, to give them hope and let them know, hey, I was down in the pit. I felt like I had no hope, but something got a hold of me. Yeah. Something that was bigger than me. Yeah. Something that was bigger than my problems. Something that was bigger than my friends and my family. When I found that I had no way out, something got a hold of me on the inside. That is the word. Preach the word, not what's popular.
Amen.
I believe in this season of change, the Bible says that God sets down kings and he rises up others. I believe in this day, as crucial as it is, God is taking down the people that refuse to preach the word.
Yeah.
Not feelings, not what's popular, not what the world wants to hear, not what makes them warm and fuzzy on the inside. It is those that preach the word. He is looking for a people that will be in preaching the word, regardless of how popular it is, because the days and times are short. Jesus is coming back, and if we don't preach the word, what good are we? We need to sit down. We need to close our mouths, because if we're not preaching that word, we're not doing anybody any good.
Amen.
There's all kinds of talk in the media and on social media about different people claiming to have found God. And that's great, because if God can save me, he can save anybody. If God saved you, he can save anybody. If he can use you, or use me, use Shane, he can use anybody. In fact, he goes to the ones that are broken, that have been cast away. Those are the people that he can say, look, everybody else has rejected you, but I'm not going to reject you, because I know your heart. I can come in and change you and use you for my glory.
Man.
There's been so many talks about how different people have accepted God, and they're celebrities, and some are maybe political figures or whatever the case may be. And it's the Christian people who are condemning them. What side of the team are we on? If people declare that Jesus is Lord, they confess with their mouths and believe in their heart that Jesus is Lord, there's no gavel in my hand. I have no right to condemn them, because if they were saved and truly saved, that is God and God alone.
Amen.
We've gotten it all wrong. We shouldn't look unto man. We should listen. Because if anything comes out of these people's mouths or their actions that's contrary to the word, we know something's not right with them. Because the Bible says that everybody that says Lord, Lord's not going to enter into heaven.
Right.
Satan knows the Lord. Mm-hmm. He knows these scriptures better than we do. Just because you cry, Lord, Lord, doesn't mean you've got to be converted. You've got to be convinced that there is nothing that will change my mind that Jesus went to that cross for me, yes, died a horrible death, and rose again 3 days later for me, yes, so that I would be saved from the pits of hell and one day join him at the throne.
Yes.
That is a conversion. I don't want to do the things I wanted to do 5 and 10 years ago. I don't want to speak the things that I spoke 5 and 10 years ago. That is a conversion.
Amen.
And that's what we have to measure what we hear people by and their actions is by the word of God, not by their word, but by the word of God. That's why it says, preach the word.
Yes. Amen.
So now that we've established what should be coming out of our mouths to people, it's the word. They don't want to hear our drama. They don't want to hear, oh, poor, pitiful me. Life just reeks. I just can't get my head around it. I probably have tumors. I'm probably going to do this. Probably. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Yes. You just killed your future.
Jesus.
Amen.
And we're not just killing our future. We're planting negative seeds into the minds of others. When really that scripture right there says we shouldn't be preaching our feelings. We should be preaching the word of God.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel. And I don't know that one day I may feel up here and the next minute I may feel like something that's on the bottom of my shoe. But what I do know is even on my worst day, God is still,
yes,
God.
Amen.
Even on my worst,
amen,
day, when I'm broken, God is the one who heals me. God is the one who is sovereign. God is the one who can put all my pieces back together.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. I just don't feel like preaching today. My head's pounding. I got a throbbing headache. I know Monday's coming. I really don't want to get up and go to work tomorrow. We rack our brains, building the negativity up, building our wall of negativity until we talk ourselves out of a blessing. Do you know, if we felt that way, this morning we knew that there was going to be at least 6 people out. And I'll admit, in my mind, I thought, God, who is going to be at church? And look what he did.
Amen.
We have to be instant in season and out of season, whether we feel like it or not. We have to know that even though our minds are so finite that we cannot even imagine or grasp that God can take 2 or 3 people and have revival. Even though we look at it as we don't know what's going to happen today, is it going to be church as usual, or is it just going to be, we'll sing songs, we'll preach a word for a few minutes, and then we'll take up the offering and go home. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Whether you got 2 people, whether you got 1 million people, whether it's light out, whether it's dark out, whether it's hot outside, whether it's cold outside, none of that matters because God is still God. God is the one that sits on the throne, and he's the one that can change our season.
Amen.
Be instant, in season, and out of season. I admit there are times in my life where I was really on fire for God. I would get up. I would say, Satan, you're not going to be able to sit down today because I'm going to give you a swift kick. I'm going to do what I know to do. I'm going to read my word. I'm going to study. I'm going to pray. I'm going to show love to people. I was on fire for God. And then there are other days, God, I've prayed, and what did it get me? I've seen no change. The more I pray, the more I feel like I'm exhausting what energy I have left. Can anybody relate?
Yeah.
The more I try to do what I know to do, It seems like it makes the enemy angrier. And he fights me more and more until I have nothing left to give. Preach the word.
Yes.
Be instant in season,
yes.
Out of season.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what you feel like.
Amen.
It doesn't matter that you feel all alone. It doesn't matter that you don't think that the hand of God is moving. Because even when we lay our heads down at night and we close our eyes, you can rest assured God never sleeps. God is working on our behalf. And just because we can't see it, just because we can't feel it, just because it doesn't look like anything, just because someone's not saying, thus saith the Lord, God is working on your behalf. What does the word say? God says he never slumbers. He never sleeps. He never messes up.
Yes.
What he said he's going to do, he's going to do it.
Amen.
But he also said, it's not your time. It is my time. Because our ways are not his ways. And our thoughts are not his thoughts. It is difficult to be instant in season and out of season. God, you're telling me that when I've lost loved ones, that I'm spending time at the hospital with my loved ones, it doesn't look good, the prognosis is bad. You're telling me that I need to be instant in season? Absolutely. That is the time that it counts the most.
Yes.
It's easy when the sun is out, the birds are chirping, there's a cool breeze blowing. Everybody's healthy. There's money in the bank. It's easy to say, whew, thank you, God. And it's during those times that most of us somewhat forget God. Because we don't need him. So we think we don't need him. It's easy to forget when everything is going right. I don't want to spend any energy today because, I mean, what do I have to pray about?
Yeah.
Everything's good. Everything's right.
We can be thankful.
We can be thankful, and some of us forget to be thankful. But what the Bible is saying in Ecclesiastes, there is a time to weep and a time to laugh. It's in those times and seasons of laughing, you better get prayed up, because a time of weeping may be coming. And it is in those times that we have to position ourselves. That's where this being instant in season and out of season comes into play. We have to prepare ourselves that, yes, thank God, everything is going right. Thank God it's daylight outside. But it's temporary. There is a time coming where it can be nighttime. There's a time coming that I may be weeping, that I may be mourning. And it's in those times, God never changes. God is the same God in the daylight as he is at the nighttime. It is in those nighttime seasons that we have to remember, God, you never change. God, you've always been with me. God, you were with me in the nighttime just as you were in the daytime.
Amen.
Be ready, regardless of season, to speak the word. Regardless of your season. Because there's something about the word.
Yes.
There's something about his word.
Yes.
The Bible speaks several times of due season. It says that there'll be rain in due season. There'll be meat in due season. There'll be a word spoken in due season.
Yes.
And last Sunday, my husband even preached on Galatians 6 and 9, in due season we shall reap if we faint not. But that all that means is it's at the right time, in due season, not when you want it to.
Amen.
Not when you think you're ready, because when you think you're ready, you're probably not. In due season, meaning at the right time, when it's raining outside, we can say it won't always be this way. When it's nighttime outside, we can say, it won't always be this way. When it's cold outside, and I'm thinking, dear God, I don't want to see heat. I'm done with the heat. I like the cold. But some of us may say, when it's cold, it won't always be this way. When you're single, looking for a spouse, it won't always be this way. When you're unemployed, it won't always be this way. It may seem like you're getting down to your last cent, and the devil is wreaking havoc in your mind, thinking you're done for. Your God that you served for years has failed you. He would, if he really cared for you, he would have already delivered the right job into your hands. But the same God who gave you a job before can do it again.
Amen.
The same God who allowed you for a season to work in a place until it closed is the same God who has provided and protected during unemployment. Amen?
Amen.
He's the same God who says, I know the money is tight. I know what you're thinking. I know what the enemy is telling you in your ears. But don't listen to him, because I am God. And when I get ready to move, when I get ready to release what's in my hand, no devil in hell can stop it. Your thoughts can't stop it. Your friends can't stop it. Your haters can't stop it. But it has to be due season. Seasons occur to produce change. And did you ever think that maybe our seasons change when we do? I'll admit, I have felt like a hamster on a wheel. God, I've already seen this, been there, done that, bought the t-shirt. I don't want to go back there. Why? I know the lesson you're trying to teach me, or so I thought. Why am I seeing the same thing over and over again? Because I was doing the same thing over and over again. You know, they say that's the definition of chaos. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Amen.
It just won't work. But our seasons occur to produce change in us.
Amen. Amen.
Paul said, I've learned whatever state I'm in to be content. Whether I have money in the bank, I'm content with you, God. And when I don't know where I'm getting my next meal and how I'm going to pay my bills, I'm content with you, God, because you own it all anyway. Whatever season I'm in, I have to be content. Because why? It won't always be this way. Somebody say, it won't always be this way. Some of us have went through what seems like a season of length.
Yes.
Maybe even winter season. Because it seems like everything's cold, dead, dropped off. It's died off. But the problem that we have, just as Nathan came to David and said, there's death coming to that baby.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it upset David so much. He fasted 7 days, laid before the Lord, cried, asking God, save him. He is my child. Have you ever cried and prayed to God? Change this situation. We're praying for God to save something, to hold on to something that God's trying to strip away from us, because it's for our good. It's for our season of change. And when God makes up his mind, there's no changing it. You can fast and pray all day long, for as long as you possibly can. But when God says, stop holding on to the things that I'm trying to strip away from you. You won't release them, so I have to rip them from you. Our seasons of change do not have to be devastating. If we will study that word and know without a doubt, God, whether I feel like it or whether I don't, whether I pray for something that I think I should deserve, or whether I'm just being frivolous. God, the one thing that remains is your will.
Yes.
And after all is said and done, that's all we want in our lives is God, your will. If you're trying to bring a season of change in my life, help me to embrace it. Prepare me for it. Because this mind can only go so far to realize you bring something good out of it. Because if you read further in chapter 3 of Ecclesiastes, it says that he makes all things beautiful. Even your mess. Even the bad decisions you had. Even the times that you made some unwise choices. He can take that and make something beautiful out of it. But we have to surrender to God. And we have to believe and trust that he knows what he's doing. He's gotten us this far. And knowing that the devil's not going to stop fighting us unless God says, hold off for a season. And in the Bible it says that God will give us a season, even if it's a little season of rest. Some of us need a little rest. Amen. We have felt like we've been on the battle lines for years and years and years, and our strength is depleted, and we think we can't even give anymore. God, where are you? And he says, I've been right there with you. When you felt like giving up, something caused you not to. When it felt like that you couldn't even lift your head, something caused you to. That something is me. You would not be here. Many of us would not be here if it wasn't for the hand of God. We have to learn, church, that sometimes things have to be stripped away. Just as the winter strips away and kills off some things. But it won't always be that way. You won't always experience winter time. You won't always experience loss. Because spring's around the corner. And in springtime, there's new growth. There's new seed. There's new beauty that comes forth. It won't always be this way. Don't focus on your season as it is right now, because that's what the devil wants in all of us. He wants us to focus on the season that we're in. But instead of focusing on something that's temporary, how about we focus on something that's permanent? Because this is permanent. It won't ever change. It doesn't lie. It doesn't deceive us. It does what it needs to do when it's applied. All heads bowed and all eyes closed. Heavenly Father,